For ABC News, I'm Dan Patterson at the 2011 South by Southwest Interactive Festival, and I'm sitting outside in a beautiful, warm, sunny day, joined by Jay Adelson, formerly of Dig and now of Simple Geo. Jay, thanks a ton for joining us this afternoon. Let's start with, I don't want to talk about Dig, but I do want to talk about the transition that you've done from building infrastructure to going to a very consumer company, and now you've transitioned from the public spotlight back to building infrastructure. So tell me how that transition has been.
Well, it's funny because I had almost forgotten what it means to be a service business. And you know, I come into this company who has a bunch of software developers and engineers, and they're great at building software. And I had to sort of remind everyone that when other people's businesses depend on this thing rolling, you might need a support phone number. And, you know, this is something that eventually became part of my blood back in the Equinix days and the internet service days. And I almost lost a little bit of the edge with Dig. Because Dick could go down for 5 minutes and nobody would care. And so now I'm back in this. In a way, I feel like I'm coming home to something I'm just really intimately familiar with.
So you are a startup guy, and yet you're not the founder of Simple Geo. You are the CEO of Simple Geo. How is that coming in as not the founder and I don't want to say not the visionary, but to lead another person's company and merge the business with the vision?
Yeah, it's really weird, but I can honestly say this is the first time I'm the hired gun. And there's something really liberating about it. I mean, I am a big startup guy. I have passion. I advise, you know, literally, you know, 15, 20 different startups right now. And I'm really into that whole world. But at the end of the day, you know, when I go home, I have an ability now to shut it off a bit, which I couldn't do when it was basically my religion. Now, that being said, I'm telling you this now, and I'm sort of feeling this sort of founder-itis where, I mean, Kevin at Dig brought me on, you know, effectively a couple months after, you know, he had the idea and we had talked about it in a coffee shop, right? And so I felt founder-ish. I wasn't really the founder. Well, I am now, after the fourth month of Simple Geo, starting to feel that founder-ish feeling. And it was an 18-month-old company, so I'm immune for the moment, but I don't have much longer.
So let's define what Simple Geo is. I think that one of the bubble tendencies here within our tribe is to talk as though our audience knows what we're speaking about. Simple Geo is a geolocation company, but tell me what it is, what the service provides, and who your clients are.
Sure. I mean, basically, the simple way, no pun intended, of explaining this is that anytime you see an application, you know, iPhone, Android, website, that cares about location in some way. Now, the one that people just really obviously resonate with right now are things, these check-in apps like Foursquare and GoWallet. I mean, that was very, you know, in 2009, 2010, check-in was the first real use of location for something. But what's changed is these applications that are literally about location, like Foursquare, we're now transitioning to a world where location awareness becomes sort of a layer on top of these apps. So, for example, group chat is really big at South by Southwest right now. There's like 20 apps that all have different forms of group app, and you know, or group chat, and you know, all of them have a location component to what they do. Like, do I chat with people only in my immediate area? You know, maybe only in a place I've checked into. Maybe there's a you know, something about places, like what place I'm in is relevant to the gaming element of some of these apps. And so, you know, that's just one example. And I can give like about 1,000 others, because location related stuff is big this week, without question.
So location is big. We all know this.
I suppose I didn't answer your question on what Simple Geo is, but you know, it's fine.
We'll figure it out. And that's kind of the beauty of a very young company is you get to figure it out as you go. But what are some of the most innovative things, not some of the most obvious things like group chat, but some of the most innovative things that you see emerging from geolocation?
Well, you know, I'm blown away, and I think everyone will be blown away with the entertainment, with the gaming stuff that is happening in development right now that hasn't been released, right? I mean, when we talk about innovative, imagine an application. Okay, I've heard some crazy pitches. Imagine an application where you're looking through the front of your cell phone and the lens, the camera in the back of your cell phone sort of displays what's actually behind it. And then as you pass your cell phone around in a circle, like past a building's wall, say, you, through the lens of your camera, see virtual graffiti that's been written on the wall. And if another person running the same app runs the same thing by, they see the same graffiti. So there's this layering of a virtual world over the existing world. That stuff is crazy awesome. It's now possible because of advances in technology, frankly, that the social media guys accidentally fixed, places like Dig and Twitter and Facebook. And now these apps are starting to play with it. To me, check-ins, group chat, they're interesting. But as usual, gaming is on the forefront of awesome.
That's the best soundbite ever. Gaming on the forefront of awesome. And let's kind of wrap this up with that which is awesome, and I don't necessarily mean awesome cool, but awesome size, awesome scale. I think you and I were around this tribe long before, you know, geek was cool. Geek is cool now, and we've been coming to this thing for a couple years and seeing an event, and I do say tribe intentionally, grow and grow and grow. Not about where you see the future of a conference like South by Southwest, but the future of the space, the future of the geek. Where do you see this going in the next 6, 12, 18, 36 months?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what happened at South by Southwest is geek went from sort of nerd to cool to hot. And right now, this conference feels to me, and sort of the whole community feels to me, like it's gone so mainstream that it is no longer a category in and of itself. So instead of thinking like internet or interactive as a separate category of stuff, now it is integrated in our everyday lives, which is why this conference is overwhelming. We had a party last night where the building had a capacity of 800 spots, and there were 5,000 RSVPs for those 800 spots. That only happens at, like, what was it, Comdex in Vegas. I mean, this is where we are now. It is mainstream.
Jay Adelson, Simple Geo, thanks a ton.
My pleasure.